You are listening to SLPN, podcasts for the metaverse.
When I shake my maracas, I go boom chicky boom, boom chicky boom, boom chicky boom, dun 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 dun.
Stories Podcast.
Opening.
Hello, how you doing? Oh, sorry. No Chinese jokes. Not allowed. Will not do. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting. You're getting started early, boy. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100-word story all by itself, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have this weekly challenge thing. I post a topic, you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Brad Z picked the topic of rampaging chickens, and I thought, oh no, not another one of these. Lots of stories. You people just, you'll write on anything. Thank goodness. And we got a bunch of stories in. Welcome back, everyone. Let's find out who won last week so that we can say who goes first. And that is Fricker, 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 Fricker.blogspot.com. You know, I'm going to hear one of your gigs one of these days. I'm going to manage to make them. Let me say that. Maybe I should just get some recordings and then, like, pretend it's live and yay! And then, like, dance a potato or something. Well, anyway, enough of my silliness. Here's Fricker Fracker's story.
Hello, this is Fricker Fracker with my 100-word story entry for this week. Our theme is rampaging chickens. It was the last time anyone saw the Colonel alive. Oh, the humanity, the injustice. The red-stained walls of the kitchen tell this story. The scratch marks of poultry talons at the frame of the door show this struggle. Broken and cracked are the black-rimmed glasses that once adorned his face. They remain on the floor, spectacles of his past. No one really knows what happened that fateless night, but many say that if you sit quietly by the neon sign out front, you can hear the call of the now free chickens that roam the Kentucky hills.
You're a sick man, Fricker Fracker, but I'm glad you're with us. And I'm feeling kind of hungry. Thank you, Fricker. And you can find out more from Fricker Fracker at Fricker Fracker. I love saying that. At blogspot.com. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent me to link. Normally, this is where we go to the veterans, but we have ourselves a rookie. That's right. The rookie is Mike Lee from themegajuke.co.uk, which means he's from Uck. Welcome from the land of Uck, Mike. And let's go ahead and share your story with the masses. Or without the masses, since I'm no, you know who, with just our meager audience.
Hi, I'm Mike Lee, and this is my story about rampaging chickens. Alexander surveyed the food shelf. "We've almost eaten everything," he said. "I'll have to go out and find some more rations." "But what if they're still up there?" said Karen, looking mortified. "You'll never make it." We can't survive without food, said Alexander. I'll be back soon, I promise. And, with that, he climbed out through the trapdoor, closing it behind him. Karen wondered if she would ever see Alexander again. She closed her eyes and tried to remember what life had been like before the revolution. A single tear rolled down her face. It hadn't always been like this.
Cool. I like how it doesn't mention, you know what, you know, it hints that there's something out there, and then you fill in your mind. What is it? Is it antagonistic cows? Is it frustrated penguins? And your mind immediately leaps to the logical conclusion. Rampaging chickens. Thank you, Mike Lee. You can check out more from Mike Lee at themegajuke.co.uk. Okay, it's UK. Why don't you guys use GB, you know? I like GB. I thought GB was cool. And Jersey Island uses like J-E, and Guernsey uses G-G. Uck. No, GB. GB sounds cool. What do you folks think? GB or UK? I don't know. Alright, next up is our veteran, our slate of veterans. First one up is Mike. He recorded, okay, here we go. All these weeks, he wrote the story and I had to read it, and then he wouldn't record it. Now he's recording it and he forgets to send the text. So, the show notes are going to be updated, Mike, when you send me the text. I can't transcribe with a damn. I'm just too nervous. This is the last weekly challenge that's being produced on this desktop. I'm getting a brand new desktop today, which means after sending parts back for RMA and all that, it should be working by next week. All right, here's Mike's story.
Hi, this is Mike, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 123, Rampaging Chickens. Lights came on in the farmhouse. Shotgun in hand, the man raced across the barnyard to the chicken coop, fearing the import of the frenzied squawking. Gun at the ready, he opened the door. Feathers were everywhere, but the chickens were still upright. In the far corner, he spotted a bloody, furred lump. Amazed, he realized they'd actually killed a fox. Then he noticed a group of them advancing on him with grim purpose. A sudden flurry of wings heralded an even louder outburst of noise. "I tell you," he declared, "it's gotta be that new feed. Another drumstick, dear?" Well, that's the story for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
Okay, here come all the clicks. Oh yeah, there goes one. And another. And then here come a few more. And yeah! Dude, I do this just for the clicks, man. Thanks, Mike. You can find out more from Mike by just writing him and saying, "Hey, tell me more about you." Or just leave it in the comments. Say, "Mike, come on, tell us more about yourself. Add me on Facebook. Put me on Plurk. I want to be your Twitter buddy." And that's Web 2.0 for you. I'm no Spin Martin. I can't tell the... No. Hey, Brogan's going to wipe you off of his shoe and drop you in the litter box. Okay. Next up is Tom. Tom used to be a podcaster a long time ago, about 8-9 years ago. Then he stopped. We all want him back, but he just teases us. And I haven't even heard his story yet, but I know that he's going to say something like, "Hey, Lawrence, I'm working on it." Or, "Hey, how'd you like some fresh apple pie?" Or, "Ooh, yeah, this is good and soft chenille." But whatever route he takes, it's still Tom from the tiny pump house on the hill.
Hello, night people. This is Tom here. And tonight's story is called With Biscuits and Gravy. Tokyo was in peril. Again. 100-foot rampaging chickens were making their way towards the Imperial Palace. Their claws tore at the streets, Wings shattered windows, beaks rented roofs. Machine guns, mortars, rockets, and electrified fences all failed to slow the fowl's preambulations. At the gate of the old palace, a lone samuraic figure met the chickens' gazes. A tremor of horror raced through the flock as they came toe to talent with the man in the white suit. He raised a single digit of his hand past a white goatee to moisten lips.
"Finger licking good,"
said the colonel.
And the colonel count is now up to 2. Be sure to keep track at home, folks, because in the end, there's not going to be a quiz. Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom. Well, he isn't producing anymore. He isn't making anymore. He isn't building anymore. He isn't putting more together. Maybe he's writing. He's writing for a 29-hour podcast. It'll be like The American Myth and .us, and it's going to be like gigantic. So we're looking forward to that, Tom. Next up is... who is it? Oh, it's Jeffrey from the greatheights.blogspot.com. Jeffrey Heights. He's become a regular here. He's welcome. We love him. Here, we even have an ashtray out for you. We have good ventilation in here. You can smoke all you want. I mean, just look at Caleb. By the way, we miss you, Caleb. Come back. All right. So here's Jeffrey Heights with his story.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story challenge. This is challenge number 123, Rampaging Chickens. And the title of my story is Rampaging Chickens. If she could just keep moving slowly and quietly, she might have a chance of success. She screamed as she bolted forward. The chickens were never in any real danger. Her arms outrun didn't stand a chance against the terrified chicken's sprint. Her body tensed to squeal her battle cry and run at them again. But she never made it. The hen attacked from the rear, pecking at an interesting flower on her dress. It only pecked once before quickly turning to run the other way. The little girl rolled around and stomped her foot. This has been Rampaging Chickens. If you enjoyed this story, please visit me at greatheights.blogspot.com, where you can find all kinds of great stories, including a longer version of this one.
Ah, oh, I love it when kids get attacked by farm animals. Do you ever see the sequel to Charlotte's Web, where the pig goes nuts and goes after the farmers? Kids, oh man, it's just a classic. Ah, oh. Man, Templeton the Rat. Ah, oh, when they found out he had rabies. Oh, dude. Thank you, Jeffrey. And that's Jeffrey Height. No S. People always call me Simons, and they put an S on the end of it. There's no S on the end of it. There's an S on the beginning of it. What am I, Imons? There's only one S. Don't do that. You can find out more from him at greatheights.blogspot.com. Next up on the abattoir runway is Justin Space Turtle. Frown. I love how he does that. Justin's come back with yet another story, and this one is, well, nuttier than ever.
Running a bit low on time, so... for this week, so I'm just going to record this straight up without all my fancy music. Here goes. Dang Squirrelies by Justin Lomaster. They want their nuts back, Jed. Aw, pastrami, Ned. These are our nuts. They hide theirs in holes and stuff. I really think they want them. There are some outside the windows. What in salami is the matter with you, Ned? Squirrels ain't gonna attack us. I know, Jed. They looked rightly mean into my eyes. You've got smoked ham for brains, Ned. Jed, they are coming fast, like on a rampage or something. You are so full of corned beef, Ned. Them dang squirrelies are harmless. They're baking through the windows. Get them off me, Jed. Oh, olive loaf!
You just had to bring back olive loaf, man. You just had to bring it back. Why? Why? You do the zoom thing. I know you didn't have time for the music, but the zoom thing that you do. That zoom. I mean, that's cool, man. I look forward to that every week, like the clicks that Mike does. I'm just going to record the zoom. I'm making that my ringtone. Thank you, Justin. You can check out more from Justin at thebeandom.com/space turtle. Zoom. Next up is, oh, it looks like you've got the domain now, ideatrash.com. Dude, congratulations. Steven the Nuclear Man, new domain, ideatrash.com, which means I need to update my sidebar full of links to include ideatrash.com and Mike Lee's link, because he, you know, put in a story, and everyone who puts in a story, I put their link there. Until the page is so long, Google can't index it. They need to open up another data center. So here's Steven the Nuclear Man with his story, and settle back, pour yourself a glass of wine, and enjoy.
Dusty air scraped its way into my throat while I ran. The scales covering the herd's bodies blended with the ground, except where blood spattered around claw and tooth. They hunted in herds, using the rough sandstone outcroppings as camouflage. It wasn't fair. The reverse script his experiment had worked too well. Too many genes were reverted too far back. In 2 weeks, our peaceful flock had morphed to a 65-million-year-old ancestor. They were not prey, and we were fit to be fried. The rooster cawed through its dinosaur mouth. I ran faster, wondering what I'd taste like.
Ha 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 ha, yeah. Oh, it's about time that another podcaster got eaten, except for me. I'm tired of getting killed and eaten and crushed. It's time to see others go down. Oh, never mind. Thank you, Stephen. You can check out more from Stephen at ideatrash.com. Funny, no one's registered ideatrash in all these years since the internet started? Dude, what other gems are out there? Maybe I need to go searching. All right, next up, we don't have to go searching far for Sojent. That's SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. His link is up in the show notes because I can't pronounce it. I tried to say it, and my throat caught, and my wife had to thump me on the thorax, and it was pleasurable. So here's Sojent's story. Welcome back, and here's your chance to enjoy it.
Hello, this is Sojent Harrop. I am here with my submission for weekly challenge number 123, Rampaging Chicken. The title of my story is, If You Can't Stand the Heat, Get Off of the Barbecue.
The heat was unbearable, so his little chipmunk ass would be barbecued for sure. He tries screaming for mercy, but there's no response from his cruel captors, just laughter. Suddenly he hears a commotion and screams coming from outside the hot, dark place he was in. Abruptly he is out, the bright sunlight blinding him, but he is able to just make out a scene of carnage and mayhem, as if something had gone on a murderous rampage. As his eyes adjusted to the light, he thought for a moment he saw chickens. Hundreds of chickens, all covered in blood.
Oh my god, now we know what happened to Chipmunk. It was rocky, wasn't it? Dude. Thank you, Sojent, for bringing this to light. Now, if you had a little trouble understanding what the chipmunk was saying, the text is in the show notes. That's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. A moment of silence, please, for Chipmunk. Whatever. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. Now, she's got herself a new URL that I can't freaking pronounce, but if you go to the show notes, you can click on it, and it's there. You can bookmark it. You can rub your face against the screen going, feels so soft. Okay, that's sick. By the way, I can still say Anima Zabaleta without cracking up. Isn't that cool? Here's her story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 123, Rampaging Chickens. Ever watch homeschool football? I play for the Rampaging Chickens. We ain't so good. Our quarterback won't make eye contact. Most of us play piano better than pass the ball. And the cheerleader skirts barely clear their ankles. Our name totally gives away our playbook. We play an offensive game consisting of huddling together and taunting the other team. After the snap, we scatter, staring intently at the ground. On occasion, someone catches the ball. Then it's a mad dash for the end zone. Amazingly, we are leading the league, beating out our rivals, the gesticulating limpets. Go, chickens!
Cool. Thank you, Anima. You've made my day, and chickens do go with the wine that I'm drinking. Why am I drinking wine? What happened? It's only 9:45 and I'm drinking wine, man. Something's wrong with that. It's good wine. I mean, this is good stuff. I know, it's from Cost Plus, and not Cost Plus, World Market. World Market. Might be Cost Plus World Market. I don't know. But it's like a 3-liter bag mixed kind of thing with a space. It's a bag of wine. It's box wine. But it's good stuff. It's very smooth. It says it's grilling wine. So, whatever. And it's going to last me a week. Once again, thank you, Anima. And you're raising my glass to you. Next up, note. This story has the explicit tag. If you have any children listening, turn up the volume until they go deaf, their eardrums burst, and they cannot hear this smuttiness. No, actually, this is pretty tame this time around. So, no chirapa, but unless, chirapa is like Hebrew for chicken, which I know it isn't. Guy David of GuyDavid.com, he does the music at the beginning, the music at the end, and the music during this, his story.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, the podcast that always comes back with a vengeance. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now let's listen to my story for this week. Enjoy! The chef was furious. His apprentice was using way too much salt. Out! He screamed at the top of his voice, so loudly that he brought in the owner. Yevka Sempikhtin.
Can you try to keep it down? He asked. Sorry, I have to keep my apprentice sharp, said the chef. You are the artist, answered Yev, and exited the kitchen.
The chef turned back to his apprentice, intent on continuing his screaming spree, maybe even firing him, when he was run over by a horde of rampaging chickens.
No soup for you, came the voice of Yev.
Got this image in my mind. Awesome. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from him at guydavid.com. Night Guy. Night Guy. I know he's, you know, scaling back and all the stuff and the Plurk and the Twitter, but if just the podcasts are what's out there, we're still coming out ahead as a society. Next up is the man who's responsible for this topic, Brad Z. Yeah. He's got the home court advantage on this, so let's see what Brad does with this crazy, crazy topic. Oh, and by the way, you can find out about Brad at MuteCow, MuteCow.net.
Hey, this is Brad Z, and here is my submission for this week's Weekly Challenge 123, Rampaging Chickens. What was I thinking when I picked that topic? All right, here you go. Reporting live from Channel 3's High in the Sky mobile helicopter. From here, I have a clear view of the city. The devastation caused by this rampage is unbelievable. At least 8 square blocks have been utterly destroyed. The military has surrounded the city in hopes of keeping the chickens contained. Reports estimate the death toll in the thousands. Something is happening. The military chatter has picked up quite a bit now. We're going to zoom the camera in for a... Oh my god! They are starting to fly! They're coming straight for us! Fred, get us!
That one tops the Les Nessman helicopter incident, man. Thank you. You can check out more from the... It's all up in the show notes. Just click. I know some of you are listening, you're like, I'm never going to that site. It's blocked. It's got a naughty word in the URL. Oh, bite my ass. Just go there. Click, 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 click. You got to go there to vote anyway. If you're not voting, if you're not showing your appreciation for your fellow storytellers, you're not telling the whole story. Okay. Next up is Thomas Merkel is back, and he got himself a story. Well, of course he does. It's not like he's going to post a recipe up here. Actually, it'd be kind of funny, a recipe. Anyway, here we go with Thomas Merkel and his Tale of Rampaging Chickens.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel with a story for Weekly Challenge 123, Rampaging Chickens. Without too much fanfare, lock up your children. Here are some chickens. There was nothing I could do but sit back and watch. Hundreds of chickens passed in front of me. Unbelievable. Every size, shape, and description of the domesticated bird paraded before me. One wearing a lavender ballet tutu pirouetted before me, then disappeared. Another with a large fruit-covered headdress cha-cha'd its way over to me, blew me a kiss, and also disappeared. A third was carrying a KFC bucket, eating a drumstick, and staring. He flipped me off, and then he, too, was gone. Waking me up, my dentist asked me how I liked his new anesthetic. Just wow.
Yeah! Ha ha ha, cool. That reminds me, I've got to go to the dentist. I got this ache in one of my teeth. You can hear it come through the podcast. A little ache in one of these teeth, you know, up inside right here. Oh, right here. It's like, I need to get this and go. Never mind. You can't see. Besides, my breath stinks this morning. I brushed twice, and I tongue brushed. I tongue brush. How many people do you know tongue brush and admit that they tongue brush? I got all these Pez dispensers that I've got, and I've got to put them up on the shelf, too. This is, why am I doing this? Oh well. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you for your story. Let's just keep moving on here. I know the people get cheated when they're late to the draw, but that's what you get. Well, if you take your time, you get quality things. I'd love to find out how many people win and what order, in what position they are. You would think the later they are in the podcast, you know, people are falling asleep, they don't hear it and they give up. But then Planet Z has won a few times. By accident, don't know how. It's pretty crazy, man. Next up is Daphne. Daphne? Daphne's back? Oh, God, I thought I blocked your email. All right. Daphne Abernathy of DaphneAbernathy.com, GoingBrokenSL.com. Second Style, are you doing that one? Are you doing, you're always swearing your ass off on BlackTieMartiniClub.com? If that's all we get of Caleb, I mean, we'll even just have him going, wah! Caleb, if you're listening, just record yourself going, wah! I'll put that up on the feed, man. People are asking me what's happened. And I know they know what's happened and all that with all the stuff and the... Okay, man, it's my fault. I admit it. It's my fault. I'm the one got you thinking of the H dude, and you got kind of, you know, a little loosey-goosey with the big thing that happened, and next thing you know, I feel guilty about that, man. It's my fault. Which means the next thing I'm going to see is another lawsuit. You know, big lawsuit, and whatever, man. Okay. Oh, what was I talking? Oh, Daphne. Hi, Daphne. How you doing? Welcome back. And here's...
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of Daphne's Random Thoughts and several other podcasts, too many to name here. You can find out more about my podcasts at www.daphneabernathy.com. And I finally made it back to the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. This week's topic was rampaging chickens. Okay, part of the reason I haven't been back is that I get these, see these topics and I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with that? But this one, I was trying to figure it out, and I was inspired by a story my husband was telling me. So here we go. Mike sat there trying to figure out where his day went wrong. The morning presentation rehearsal went well. His team broke for lunch before the presentation to the board. They went to a local Chinese restaurant. He got the special spicy chicken dish. It was really good, spicy and flavorful. 1 hour into the presentation, something went wrong. He excused himself, got up, and started to walk quickly. His walk turned into a sprint. He barely got the door closed and his belt undone in time. A half hour later, he knew why it was called rampaging chicken, as he did another courtesy flush.
Poor Mike. Oh well, at least it was just, you know, rampaging chicken coming out of his ass and not say, no, I'm not gonna... Chris, are you ever going to come back? We miss Morgan Freeman. We really do. I know it gets tiring doing the same shtick over and over. I mean, look at me. This is week 123, man. And I've been doing this podcast for over 3 years. Do you see me changing, doing a marketing podcast or a music podcast or a recipe podcast or sound scene walking tours? No. Same old thing. Thank you, Daphne. You can check out more from Daphne at fuck it. All right. Explicit tag, bing. Whoa. We got one in from Laya. Hold on. I swore I would never say her name wrong again. Layana. I did it right. didn't even have to edit it too much. Layana can be found at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com when she podcasts. But that belly dancing is... She's going to make a video podcast for belly dancing. That's the challenge. Video the belly dancing. We want to know the temperature. Trying to say... fuck it, this wine is good.
Yes, everyone, it's Layana, return from the grave. I still have 1 foot dangling over the dug-up holes, so don't get too excited yet. And yes, I've let belly dancing rule my life, and I'm not even that great at it. Then there's that whole lazy gene, and it's really hard to get back into things when you get out of it. So for this week's challenge number 123, Rampaging Chickens, I have the following story titled, Scratch That Idea. The priestess had spoken fast with a thick accent, so Billy's scribbled notes were unclean. Now he couldn't really read them. He still tried, throwing in what he guessed were the correct ingredients. The circle of power was drawn and 5 chickens were beheaded, though he may have overdone it with the count. 3 mumbled words and the chicken bodies went wild, violently crashing into everything in the room. The severed head squawked in anger. Billy scratched his head and squinted at his notes again. It dawned on him. He forgot a human body, necessary for a revenge zombie.
And necessary for a delicious and hearty beef and barley soup. Thank you, Leanna. See, I said the name right. You could check out more from her if you stalk her, get a periscope, and watch her belly dance. And if anyone actually does that, I'm sorry. I really am. But you know what I'm most sorry for? This by Planet Z. Agent Starling. A pleasure to see you again. Well, Clarice, have the chickens stopped rampaging? I remember you telling me when you saw them. Feathers, beaks. You ran away as fast as you could. Where did you go? What restaurant was it? Yes. McDonald's. The Golden Arches. What did you order? A hamburger? No. 2 plain, even for you. 1 generation from poor white trash. Fries? An apple pie? No, not you. The number 5. Orange soda and 10 chicken nuggets. What did you dip them in? Sweet and sour. Barbecue. Just plain ketchup. Goodbye, Clarice, and bon appetit. And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about rampaging chickens. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. That's right, there's voting. It takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winner goes first next week. Be as shameless as you want in promoting your story. Say, hey, I got a story over here. Look, you don't see any ads on this site. You don't see any revenue generators. This is all about promoting your stories. Well, one of mine. You can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed on that site. You can one-click subscribe into iTunes, Podcast Ready, Shave a Monkey, that sort of thing. Music for the opening and closing of this podcast were provided, as always, by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't he great? There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday another... I need another box of wine. Let's try this again. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening. And, as always...
Closing.